Donald Trump's dramatic meeting at the Demilitarized Zone with Kim Jong-un. Was it a reality television stunt or a step toward peace? It depends on who you ask.
While many in Washington, D.C. are skeptical of the Trump-Kim conversations, here in the capital of South Korea, many support the talks.
I thought it was a well-executed meeting, and I hope it will bring us closer toward Korean unification.
I feel like this meeting could help bring about peace and help advance the inter-Korean relationship.
I think it is very meaningful and I'm happy with it. It should be repeated in the Korean Peninsula and contribute to peace.
Polls suggest a majority of South Koreans support talks with Kim, though that support is slipping.
I'm suspicious about what it means for a sitting U.S. president to visit North Korea. I'm quite negative about it.
The reason I'm not entirely satisfied is because South Korea is being excluded.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in has prioritized outreach to North Korea. For him, resetting stalled nuclear talks was a major win, says North Korea specialist Kim Dong-yup.
This was not just a photo opportunity. It was meaningful. The summit lasted more than 50 minutes, and it was announced afterwards that working-level talks would resume.
There are plenty of reasons to be skeptical. Trump is giving Kim the international legitimacy he craves. That despite Kim making no nuclear concessions. But for many in Seoul, that's just what comes with diplomacy.
Both sides are being political to some extent. Our government and experts are being optimistic. On the other hand, there is widespread anti-Trump atmosphere in the United States, so whatever Trump does, they do not like.
The big question is what Trump and Kim do next. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.